Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Well, we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home's boys trailing Salem Springs 33-21. We'll check over some of our numbers in just a little bit. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough 40-27 loss to Salem Springs tonight. It was a game that, you kept it close for most of it, and then Salem Springs just kind of pulled away there at the end.
Well, when the ball's not going in the hole and you're having some breakdowns defensively, as we were talking off the air, that's not a good combination. And a lot of times when you're losing at the end of the game, those things happen. And we were good enough defensively tonight, even though I still think we could be better. Yeah. But you hold somebody to 40, you should win in high school. I mean, that's the bottom line. And there's moments, and we got some kids who are freaking playing hard and I mean, hooking it up. And honestly, there were a couple people that were a little bit disengaged tonight. And I probably played them a little too much, to be honest with you. But, all I ask is they go out there and hook it up. If you end up on the short end of the scoreboard, you end up on the short end of the scoreboard. But everybody needs to be engaged. And we come off of a high last night. And I wish we could have rolled that over, especially on the offensive end. But I'll be honest with you, Salem's defense is a lot tougher to attack than Russellville was.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to give Salem a lot of credit. I think Coach Rippey's, I just think he's one of the best coaches in the state, and we've had to go against each other, and you can kind of tell a lot about somebody with how prepared they are to guard your stuff and your players and their tendencies. And he always works at it, and we were talking before the game. We both look like we're walking around like zombies because we play last night, and then stay up and watch film. You got a quick turnaround, and there were some good things for us. I mean, a lot of good things for us, but just going, getting ready for Greenbrier. We have got a real short turnaround. I don't need their legs tomorrow. I need their minds. I need them to get focused and talk about what we're doing. And the most we may do on the floor is just literally walk through our press offense against them and talk about how to guard them and then watch a little film. But this is our second farthest road trip, and our longest road trip is Friday, so you got to be real smart with your kids. And it is fun though that we've got 20 something kids right now with us, and you want to win, but there was a lot of good things happening, and you keep fighting and keep grinding, and you'll have more nights like Tuesday than not. And that's what we're working on right now, and everybody needs to be on the same page, and everybody needs to be engaged, and everybody has the same goal.
So you're playing a Greenwood team Friday night, hasn't lost in conference, and so and you already seen them once, so how tough they are. I mean, truly.
Well, I really, honestly, I feel like that them or Jonesboro will probably win the state tournament. I mean, it is a little bit more of a level playing field in 5A. You could you know, I could see a West Memphis or Marion or somebody like that jumping in there. Maybe a Valonia if they got hot. But as far as on paper, I mean, there's no doubt about it, you know, how talented Greenwood yeah. is and Jonesboro is. But, I mean, and again, Coach Reeves, he does such a good job. And they'll come out and they'll press us out of that 1-3-1 full court and they'll drive it back to half court. And I thought, you know, that was one of the games that I missed. And I thought that Coach Husky and Coach Biggs and the other Coach Leonard did a great job. And we shot the ball really well that night. And we just got to take care of the ball. And, you know, you say that, and it's like I was talking to Cy Loam's coach, and they played them last night. And actually, Greenwood barely beat Cy Loam last night.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
yeah.
and Cy Loam had 28 turnovers.
Wow.
You know, I mean, 28 turnovers, and then you still score 50-something points.
Yeah.
I think they lost 62-58 or something like that.
It was 63-57.
Okay, well, there yeah. you go. So, but he said they had 28 turnovers. That's and still got that much volume as far as offensive attempts. So that tells you how fast they make the game. And so, you know, having a deeper bench will definitely help.
Yeah.
But you know what? Basketball is life. Athletics is life. And you go through tough times, and it makes you, if you handle it with great character, it makes you better later on in life. And, you know, being here a long time, there's been a couple of stretches as far as wins and losses where it's just been hard.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen when you've been in one place a long time. Sometimes it's going to happen. But this team, you just look back, and you can't judge these girls by their record, because they're playing their guts out, and you just, I mean, easily could have 7-8 conference wins, you know, in games that if we just produce a little bit more offensively, you know, we're doing enough defensively to win those games. And all you can do is you know, obviously, again, I have said it, but I hate it for Annie. But I'm hoping Annie will be able to look back, and all of these growing pains that we're going through, I think these girls will benefit, and they will be rewarded next year. And now you still got to go to work and get better. But I think – and Annie will always be part of that. And hopefully she gets to come back and watch our kids and see how much they've grown and how much better they've gotten from what they've been through this year. And, you know, that old saying of, you know, those things that don't kill us just make us stronger. And, you know, this is a game. And we got to handle it the right way. And we've got 3 games left. And – we have Lady Bombers written across our uniform, and that's what I expect from them, is to uphold those standards.
Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much.
That was the Mount Tom girls coach, Dell Lern. Just real quickly, Mount Tom's leading scorer is Brayden Dewey with 6 points, 4 for Luke Proctor, 3 each for Robert Dover and Braxton Carson, and 2 for Reed Ellison. Nate Vachon leading all scorers for Silent Springs with 15 points. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a 1-minute break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Silent Springs leading Mount Tom 33-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. So why not ask? Just say,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks cool. Also, have you saved even more by bundling with GEICO?
Or maybe,
hey, did you get your hair cut?